You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now let's meet Amy Farrah Weiss. She's on the ballot as one of the six candidates to be mayor of San Francisco. Weiss was born in Berkeley and raised in San Jose. She's the daughter of union workers, and she's the first generation in her family to go to college, earning a master's degree in organizational development and training from San Francisco State in 2010. Amy Farrah Weiss sat down with KALW's Ben Trefney to talk about her campaign.
What does the city of San Francisco mean to you?
It's my home, and I want it to be my future. And that's why I'm running for mayor, because like many people, I have this feeling that I've been able to hang on for the last 4 years of the Lee administration. And I feel that if he gets reelected, it's going to be game over for my future here and the future of many others.
I want to focus on three of your platform points briefly. One is a St. Francis Super Bowl homelessness challenge. Can you tell me about that?
Right. So I've actually been, I have a background in transitional housing and mental health and reactivating spaces and urban gardening. I'm a jack of all trades in a lot of ways because I've worked in nonprofits and in the public and private sector with a focus on empowering people to support well-being and at the individual level and at the collective level. I started to think about this last year when I started running for mayor, and one of the things that I came up with was a transitional housing eco-village is what I call it. Mayor Ed Lee recently made the Super Bowl party in January a catalyst to talk about homelessness, for better or for worse. And so I decided, well, I'm already thinking about these transitional eco-villages, and I have a way with $5 million that, which is nothing in terms of the budget or for what, especially for the NFL and the Super Bowl, that's the cost of one commercial during the Super Bowl, right? So what a wonderful thing to combine the spirit of St. Francis and the Super Bowl, and to say instead of pushing people out like Ed Lee is proposing for the Super Bowl, we actually reactivate these spaces and we'd create interim structures. And I have actually a price point on how we could develop there's these dome-like structures that have a solar panel on top, and they have a door, locking door, and a window, and they only cost $600, and they take 2 hours to construct. That particular model...
How big is it?
It would be for a single person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have 10 to 15 people perhaps living in an area, because... You know, with my mental health background, I know that it doesn't make sense to put a lot of people together in one spot who are having experienced the trauma of becoming homeless and their reasons why they got there in the first place. And then we use some of the money, you know, a couple million dollars to actually create jobs part-time or even more so for people who have training in mental health, and then also in permaculture, which there's some great permaculture courses in San Francisco. And so what we do is we're hiring people to be able to support and entrepreneurial skills too, because we're going to take a look at each of these spaces and say, how could these people living here and working together benefit the community that they're in? So maybe it's a food truck, maybe it's growing something, and it's a participatory process to figure out like what is the thing that you want to be doing as a group that betters it. And also, we are the headquarters of Burning Man. Come on, people, like connect the dots. People are getting ready for 1 week out of the year where they have these outdoor dwellings and figure out how to deal with, toileting and showering and whatnot. And they've created these beautiful structures and light sculptures and things of that nature. So why don't we bring that all together? And it could be the most amazing thing that happens in San Francisco, that we're known globally for how we dealt with our homeless population.
That's Amy Farrah Weiss. She's running for mayor of San Francisco. Another of your platform points is a strategy to reverse San Francisco's black flight. Mm-hmm. The population of San Francisco in the last census was just over 6%. This is down from a historic high up around 14, I believe. And now it's estimated maybe down at 5. Some people project it maybe 3.9 at the next census.
Right.
So what's your strategy for changing that?
when I learned about how the African-American population really grew in this huge way during World War II after the Japanese internment camps displaced all the Japanese neighbors from the Western Addition, and African-Americans moved from the South to be able to work in the shipyards. They didn't have jobs after World War II that were offered to them because of racism, and then the housing was taken from them, and they were displaced because of redevelopment. And so we need to honor some of those certificates of preference that were given to people during that redevelopment era. There are thousands that have gone unused. And one of my platform pieces is to build upon what Scott Weiner and Julie Christensen have done in their districts, which is push for additional dwelling units. And I actually like Katie Tang's idea as well of the being able to construct backyard cottages. But we would focus first as a city in the neighborhoods that and the neighbors that are most in need, which to me is people living in the Bayview and the Fillmore Western Addition who are African American. And so my thought is this: we as a city are able to help with the financing for the building of an additional dwelling unit. And keep in mind that new housing is estimated to cost $500,000 to $700,000 per new unit. But with an additional dwelling unit, it can be as low as $50,000 up to $250,000.
Wait, could you say the first number again? The new housing is...
New housing is estimated at $500,000 to $700,000 per new unit. So $50,000 to $250,000, we can see, is a great way to go. And we offer the construction and design support as well, because somebody from the planning department actually just commissioned this. Mark Hogan did a booklet on additional dwelling units. There are 37,000 parcels in the city of San Francisco that have already been identified by the city as being able to add a dwelling unit. And so we know who they are. We can approach people who are homeowners or small property owners in these places and say, if you agree to rent to someone in our registry, whether that's someone who has a certificate of preference, whether that's someone who's a healthcare worker or a teacher who's currently paying above 30% of their income for rent, or they have to live outside of the city, if you agree to rent to one of these people at 30% of their income, then we will help with the financing and construction design, which is going to be also a job creator for many people in San Francisco. And ultimately, they're going to be making money off of that. And so it's not that we're giving a handout to them. It's that we're saying, we'll front you the money, and then it'll come back to us in payments over time and until it's paid off. And then it's all your profit.
So why did you decide to run for mayor, having not held a city office? Why not run for supervisor of your district, for example?
It was necessary. It was December of 2014, and I was feeling despair and a bit of outrage about the direction that the city was going. And I didn't see anybody else stepping up. And then I thought, you know, and there was talk of people stepping up, but then they were saying, well, they're connected to the same money sources, and people are afraid of being attacked by a war chest. And so I thought, instead of worrying about the war chest, I'm going to start a seed library, and I'm going to create solutions for the issues that are facing our time. Rather than stand on the sidelines and complain and critique, I wanted to have an analysis of what was happening and actual ways that we could move forward. Because regardless of who entered in, people were saying, oh, I want this progressive leader to enter in, or I want this established politician to enter in. And I kept saying, it's not just one person that comes in on a white horse and is able to help us, because I was trying to start dialogue with people about, well, what are the solutions? And all I could really hear was critique for the most part.